Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letters are in response to, hotel, condos, public spaces part of $200 million Terminals Vision, published March 28. Finally, some imagination going into refurbishing the terminal buildings. As a longtime resident of the Georgian Bay Area, the idea of tearing down such an iconic landmark suggests that newcomers to the area do not appreciate the history of the terminals. The plans being considered seem to take into account every walk of life, while actually saving the familiar outline we have enjoyed seeing over the many years it has existed. The only part of the design that could be altered in my mind is the height of the hotel to be added to the end of the terminals. Perhaps that could be negotiated with the architect? I do have some questions as to the amount of traffic that could be added to the strip, but hopefully that has been taken into consideration. Otherwise, if this company has the financial means to rebuild the structure, I say go for it. Fay Geek, Collingwood. I didn't think it possible to have something uglier than the terminals on the most valuable land in Collingwood, but this developer has managed to do it. Please tear down the terminals. Build a kiosk or memorial to honor the history involved and beautify our waterfront. The next few generations would be eternally grateful. Gene Porter, Collingwood. This iconic structure was built in 1928-29. Clever engineers designed, and it was well built. It served our community for 64 years and employed many. It has served its time. That industry is no longer in operation. Building codes, materials and innovation have moved so far forward in 6 decades. Don't look back, look forward to new ventures, ideas and plans. A small replica could be constructed to remind us of our history. Let's move with the times in 2023. Betsy McClure, Collingwood. I would like to comment on the proposed plan for the waterfront. I grew up in this area, so I do understand the nostalgia many feel for the terminal buildings. In fact, I feel the same nostalgia for the huge ships under construction at the top of Her Ontario Street or the harbor filled with lake ships in the winter months. However, it will be very expensive and impractical to preserve the elevators, and their marriage to a modern waterfront plan seems to be impractical. If the same funds were invested in world-class architecture, we might have a waterfront plan and design that would be the equal of the world-famous Sydney, Australia, Opera House or similar iconic developments. With a clean slate, the opportunities to create a modern waterfront are endless and exciting. The alternative seems an expensive and awkward effort to preserve the elevators, which have little desirable architectural character in spite of their large scale and visual dominance in views from the surrounding areas. The waterfront should be a wonderful, people, place with many activities and services for residents and visitors to enjoy, as well as a world-class visual statement with elements that acknowledge the rich history of the site. Howard Payne, Collingwood. I have been reading the comments about the new design for the terminals, for the past week. As one who helped the original group to save the terminals, getting thousands of names on our petition, I am pleased the council decided to commit to saving them. There seem to be some misconceptions about the shape of the terminals, the wooden posts underground and the general shape of the insides as well. There were divers that took a look at the wooden posts and found them in an overall good condition, with little to no rot. The silos had a small amount of crumbling, but again were found to be in good shape. We had a photographer go in and take pictures of the bottom of the silos, and we were astonished at how clean they actually were after years of not being used. The worst problem was at the top, where the windows had been broken out and the birds had gotten in. The people who are now saying tear them down would know all these facts if they'd bothered to show up to the many meetings that were held at that time. Comments like, it would be cheaper to tear them down, also are from people who are uninformed as to what tearing them down really entails. Since they sit on such a small piece of property with such close proximity to water, it would be virtually impossible to not contaminate the lake, and then the town would be on the hook for cleanup, which could amount to huge sums of money, far more than the town could afford. Years ago, a local paint store was going to supply the paint free to clean them up. Great idea, right? That is until they found out that the entire building would have to be tented so that not one drop of paint would go in the water. The bottom line is, the council had to make a decision, and they've decided to go with the best outcome that we could possibly have gotten. Is it perfect? No. Is it what everyone wants? Again, no. I would suggest that people wait and see what the final drawings look like. A concept was presented to council. I'm sure there is room for change. Instead of badmouthing the entire project, why not submit comprehensive, real ideas or suggestions to improve the overall project? Bemoaning something now is too late. You had your chance a couple years ago to put forth ideas, but most didn't bother. Remember, the town would never have had the money nor the opportunity to go ahead with something of this magnitude without a company like this paying for most, if not all of it. Glenna Kennedy, Collingwood. There is no question that something needs to happen with the terminals. Allowing them just to fall apart over time is not an option. I am somewhat surprised that the wooden foundation of the terminals is good for another 100 years, otherwise the smart thing would be tear them down and possibly build a causeway to Sunset Point. Then a new building could be built. But since the foundation is strong, I have no objections to the redevelopment of the terminals, including the 24-story condo. Personally, I think the color of the exterior of the silos should be examined. There are many examples of terminals with beautifully colored exteriors. What does concern me is the lack of senior programs. Million-dollar condos aren't going to be purchased by young families. I would not like to swim in the harbor next to a marina, and meters from the sewage plant. Why not trails that could be a skating trail in winter? Why not a greenhouse? Why not keep the roadway where many seniors drive out to see the harbor? There needs to be much greater discussion of this project before it is approved to make sure it is the best it can be. Rob Potter, Collingwood. I'll chime in as well and agree with others who have said the proposed design looks ridiculous. I agree the terminals should be torn down and something beautiful designed for this special piece of land. A tasteful museum commemorating the terminals and Collingwood history could be incorporated somehow. I wonder if past generations didn't see the terminals as an eyesore as some of us do now. Please tear it down. Gail Keery, Collingwood.